G'day, it's Mitch from Glasshouse Country and Melania News and the Sentinel back for another week. It's a huge weekend for the Sentinel, especially over at Esk, and we're going to be covering the wash-up from the weekend storms that caused chaos at the 150th school anniversary. We have plenty to go on there. We've also got a story about a lack of overtaking lanes on the Dagula Highway and the Transport and Main Roads response to that. We have a follow from the Alkira Aged Care controversy with the owners from Respect speaking to residents and families last Friday. And we also have Remembrance Day details for next Tuesday as well. We have Meet the Candidates, sports, and plenty more across the Sentinel. For Glasshouse Country, we have a story about Caloundra MP Kendall Morton, who's spoken about her personal experience of child sexual assault as Queensland Parliament passed those laws establishing the state's first public child sex offender register. Got a story about a close-knit North Mullaney community that's voiced strong concerns after dozens of mature trees, some well over 40 years old, were felled to make way for an access road. And we've also got a story about Housing Minister Sam O'Connor, who visited Biwa last week to announce the launch of a social housing development in Biwa. We've got a story that sort of talks to the demand for social housing in the hinterland and on the Sunshine Coast, and the lack of houses being built to support that. I've also got a story about the proposed 150-site eco park at Coochin Creek that was called in by the LNP earlier this year. It's now open for public consultation, so check that out as well. These papers will be out to you from tomorrow. Check them out, and I'll be back next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.